Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Happy New Year.
Is it?
Yeah, trying to be.
I mean, they're going into their fourth round of trying to pick a speaker of the house. This is a circus.
I had to watch it for work. It is absolutely,
it's so dropped. Good.
First time in over 100 years that this has happened. He's setting precedence. I'm obsessed. They can't figure it out. And this is only the first day of their having the Congress. Oh, you already know the next 2 years is about to be foolishness.
Chaos.
Talking about some Hunter Biden laptop. If y'all don't get in there and start making these damn laws.
Oh, God. I can't. The way AOC tutting around the chamber talking to air, I'm like, this is a lot. I want to be in there.
C-SPAN is so messy. Don't watch Love and Hip Hop, y'all. If y'all really want the mess, watch
C-SPAN.
It's
giving Mona produce this. Like, it's that yes. Energy.
Yes, very much so. Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B, obviously. Jay's in the house.
Y'all know who it is. It's here. That's all I got. It's,
okay.
Yeah. It started.
Take it. What do we have? Can you imagine dating somebody and then like, looking at... Could you imagine dating someone and finding out months later that they still post Jennifer Coolidge White Lotus memes on their social? If y'all post that these gays are trying to murder me, I know.
So absolutely not.
Yeah.
But they can't. They're going to ride that until the end of this year.
It's so funny because the gays really fashion themselves as being the arbiters of taste and you know, all of that. Well, they fashion themselves as that. Right. I'm not saying they are. But then we'll be wearing like floral print button-ups from Zara and then posting three-year-old memes talking about, these gays are trying to murder me. If y'all don't move it on.
They don't know how. Yeah. Like, y'all don't really understand. I was literally just talking about this to somebody where I'm like, y'all be giving these gays too much credit. They ain't shit. Yeah. Just like the dudes, the girlies be dealing with. Like, it's the same shit. Y'all just flip a different switch and we dealing with them. Because it's not new.
Because gay men are what? First, men.
Men.
So therein lies your problem.
Yeah.
How was your Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, are we pressed at this big age? Like, who asked about Christmas? I ain't got no fucking kids. Like, what's my Christmas supposed to be from?
I know. I feel like that's the answer that like Nick Cannon's kids would give. Like, we don't give a fuck. We ain't get nothing.
Wow. Well, he has a full dozen now, which I mean, I guess was that the goal? Like, when does he stop?
I'm so angry. He called into CNN's New Year's Eve, whatever, and talked to Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen or whatever. And he was laughing. They were like, so what's the end game? And he was like, haha, there is no plan. I'm like, that's fucking sad that you're laughing. When
and you said about there is no plan.
No plan. He said there's no plan. He's just shooting up the club.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But y'all let him shoot up the club. So, like, I don't have an opinion. It's like, if you want to lay down and be a floozy, that's you. Like, the kid's going to grow up while smoke with both of y'all. So, good luck.
I've never once thought Nick Cannon was...
That part.
Yeah. It's not even like... He's not even like... Like, if
he's
it was
not
like...
not even on my extended list where I let the uglies on.
Now, if it was the game...
Stop, because I'm not doing this with you. Because I'm obsessed with him, so I can't.
No, because if you go look at those photos... Remember when he used to post the photos in the Echo underwear?
It hit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That thing had a baby's arm.
Yes. Like, I would, that's the type where you could be spun out, tapping on the bedroom window with your piece, being like, who in there? Like, it's that energy.
When you leave the front door of the apartment building.
That's open. Who they leave in the front
I'm going
door.
To sleep, but you come right on in. I don't know. Oh my God, that's so crazy. Wow.
No, crazy. It's not Nick Cannon. I do not want to see Nick Cannon naked.
No,
good.
Absolutely not. No.
Looks like also, didn't want to see Lil Fizz naked, but we did. So
yeah, we did. Yeah. Both of them look like the Geico geckos.
Wow.
That's crazy. You know what's crazy? SZA tickets.
Floor Wait, seats. How much are they?
Oh my God, they were starting at like 500. Some actually, when you get up into the upper, like where the really good seats are on the floor, it was like up to 2000. SZA.
I mean, we live, but I'm not going.
Hello.
Why would I pay that much money to go have
I'm not even paying like 300.
I'm not paying any money. Like, I like her, but I don't like you enough so you can get on stage and call yourself a loser 15 ways in every song. Like, I'm not interested.
Ugh. I listen to my side bitch music in my little iPod. That's it. I don't need to go to the stadium and explore and experience it. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that life. So this is maybe that's why I don't connect with that, the album.
Oh, I kind of do. I love that. The album hits.
The album hits, but I just like I'll be jamming and I'll catch a lyric and I'm like, absolutely. Like, I'm just...
Now I know she ain't talking about me. She's talking about I have no self-respect. This man ain't gonna call me back. And you're like, the song hits, but not me. I know she ain't talking about me.
I'm like, I know this bitch ain't talking to me. So
but go ahead, live your life. Yeah, so she's lost her fucking mind. She can kiss my ass, actually.
Wow, that took a turn.
Yeah, she can kiss my ass for these tickets. That's really insane. I really wanted to go see her.
Yeah. No. I'm not that pressed. I'm happy for her though. I'm happy it did so well and that it's like, you know, it's getting the attention. But she says she's done. She was like, this is the last album y'all give for me. Leave me alone.
Everyone says that, but the record label has something different to say.
True.
She gives me that she seems kind of kooky. Like I could see her 20
seems?
Years ago. Is kooky. A liar. A liar.
Fake ass bitch.
Fake ass bitch for sure. Side toe. I'm obsessed. But no, like, if you guys don't know, SZA is like a known like liar, habitual liar. She lies about everything. She's like, even stupid shit. Like, I hate birthday cake. I've never had it in my entire life. And then people post photos of her with her own birthday, like
mushing her face into a cake. Like, it's goofy. Like, it's
weird.
Like, extremes are weird.
It's giving female George Santos.
Stop.
He is so. Okay, here's a list of his lies.
He Have has to following? Be a person. No, because it scares me. Like, he's not a real person.
Graduating from college, which he'd never had any kind of higher education. He just admitted.
Did he go to high school?
I think so. We don't even know that that's true. I don't even know.
It's giving GED.
He said he was Jewish, but then he said that he found out that his, like, birth family was Jewish. So then he said he was misinterpreted. He said that he is Jew-ish. Like ish.
Like black. Yes.
It's so weird. He said he was he said he's half black. I guess that's one of the lies. He said he worked for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. Both of those have been determined
with no college degree.
Right. He said he received cancer treatment, never did. The whole thing is he's a scammer.
It's giving Brooks from A Real Housewives of OC.
It's giving Jin Shah. This is the year of the scammer. This is the year of the scammer. We got SZA. We got George Santos.
Wow, you're putting SZA in the same conversation as George Santos. And Jin Shah, a literal criminal. Wow.
She lies.
Wow. Okay, interesting.
Go see the Whitney Houston movie.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nope. Won't do it. There is no way Whitney is not about to rise up and choke me out for seeing that shit. Absolutely not.
No, it was good. It was not. Nope. I'm not saying it's like Oscar worthy, but
no, it's
much better than I thought it was going to be going in. I was like pleasantly surprised. And they really do focus on a lot of the positive in her life, which was a really kind of like dignified look at her life. You know what I mean? It was like there was the crack, but then there was good stuff too. But do you? Great music.
I'm writing a question to AOC right now. She's taking questions. So I'm
throwing
because I need to know. I'm like,
what are you
girl,
gonna ask
is
her?
It I'm gonna be like, is it
what were you saying?
Possible that we can get Hakeem? Like, tell me that y'all figuring this out right now.
Which who, by the way, I'm obsessed with Hakeem Jeffries.
Obsessed.
He'll be our president someday. What are you gonna ask? Is that you still you're asking?
Like, I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, who you spinning? Mm-hmm. It's only 6 month votes. Like, it's not hard. Like, there has to be six people y'all can do something with.
Okay, so what's your favorite Whitney song?
Run to You.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Mm. Easy.
I just rewatched The Bodyguard actually the other day. Still mm-hmm. hits. Still
of course hits. It does.
It's so classic.
Of course it does.
Classic. That's one of my least favorite songs by her, actually.
That's literally one of her best songs, but nice try.
I Have Nothing is her absolute best one, so.
I mean, sure, whatever. I love that song, but Run Till You Eat.
You know what I also really go up for is like the debut album songs, like Saving All My Love For You, all of that shit.
Yeah.
The entire okay. album, yeah. Speaking of songs, or artists, rather, Rolling what? Stone made a list.
Ill, like you want, so we're fighting the whole time, apparently.
I don't like the list, bitch. I'm just saying. No, but
you bring it up because I buried this already because I was fighting on Twitter.
Oh, wow. Rolling Stone made the list, tried to name the greatest singers of all time. They listed 200 artists, and Celine Dion was not one of them. Taylor
out
Swift.
Out of 200.
Right? Out of 200 people, human beings. What is it? Taylor Swift was like 105 or something.
While above Brandy.
Kelly Clarkson. Like Brandy, who else? It's crazy.
It's the height of delusion. Like, it's like
top
she's
10,
above.
Though. Top 10 hit. Top 10 hit. CM Cooke, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin. It made sense.
I mean, we was missing Celine. Like, it's like Celine is easily top 5. So, like, what are we talking about? Like, it's crazy to me. Top 10 did not hit because Homegirl was in it.
Oh, but top 10 didn't hit. Well, whole list was garbage. You throw the like, whole thing
why,
away.
Like, why?
Jocelyn wasn't in it, so.
Stop. We're talking about top 200 singers purely for the vocals, purely for eating the girls up out of all time. All like, why is Beyonce that high? I'm sorry. Y'all can fight me. She's not. She shouldn't be up there.
Here's the disclaimer for this episode. I do not share the same views as Jonathan Lawhorn.
Beyonce's above Brandy. Y'all are crazy. Like, y'all are absolutely out of your fucking mind. Beyonce is above Kelly Clarkson. Are you fucking crazy? Bye.
Was Amy Winehouse on the list?
Yeah, but she was below somebody crazy.
I miss her. The I miss Amy Winehouse. If Amy Winehouse was today here today, you know, her Twitter would be on fire. She would be crazy.
She would be in a conservatorship. What are you talking about? An intern would be tweeting for her. Wait, hold on, because I need to just go. I didn't look at the list in its entirety because it stressed me out. Also,
no, I didn't look at it either. I didn't look at it. And I don't need to look at it.
Like you had, see, I can't like. Okay. All right, like Beyonce was above Luther Vandross. I can't. That, y'all are out of your fucking mind.
Above Anita Baker.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
I wanted to fight off of that alone.
Was she above Chaka Khan?
I'm about to check because I'm still mad. Wow. You brought this is why I told you not to do this shit. Why is Rosalia on this list?
What about Gladys Knight?
They really wanted to fight. They was really playing games.
Yeah, I saw one of the writers was on CNN and he was trying to explain the whole process for making the list. And it sounded like they were just kind of going around the office with a pen and notepad. It just made no fucking sense. I don't know who's
it's
working.
It's very much giving delusional.
Yeah.
Here, let me see.
You're looking right now.
Like Mary J. Blige is 25.
What? A below?
Beyonce. I'm bi. Like, I can't. Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like. Nina Simone is below Beyonce. Yeah. Like, y'all are crazy. Marvin Gaye is below Beyonce. Like, what is going on?
Oh, my God.
And the fact that Elvis Presley is in the top 20 is absolute racism.
Absolutely.
I'm done. Yeah. Bye. Bye.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, okay, I'm getting that. Oh, I love Patsy Cline, but why is she 13? Like, this is
I love
Patsy Cline. I love it. Some Connie Francis. Oh, that's come that's out. Jumps out.
The white girl jumps out. Okay, the white girl 10. Jumped out for me this Christmas.
Al Green is 10. Ooh, Otis Redding, that's my man. Beyonce is number 8. Are you fucking crazy?
But wait, is she above Otis Redding?
Yes, and that's... Al Green. What fucking planet are y'all on?
Oh my God.
Okay, Mariah's number 5.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
That's exactly right where she needs to be.
Billie Holiday's number 4. Sam Cooke, 3. Whitney, 2. Aretha's 1.
The number 1.
But where Celine should have been in the like right, it should have been 6. Mariah, Celine. No, because I'm gonna do Celine, Mariah, Whitney. Like that would they needed to be together. Hmm. Where's Ariana? Where was she?
Oh, I don't give a fuck where she is. We're not.
Ari eats, though. Don't play. That's the
I don't
girl.
Feature her like that. Yeah. Sorry.
Is your fake.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Next week, be at front row at the concert.
Oh, I would pay for her tickets. I'm not paying for scissors.
I was saying, though, the white girl jumped out this Christmas, went home for Christmas.
Oh, and yeah. And you were whoring.
He called me a white man's whore, you guys.
Because you are.
Went on a date with the cowboy. Live streamed it, basically.
So it was the OnlyFans.
No, it wasn't an OnlyFans dummy. Okay. I had a very good time.
Dodo really Bird.
Nice, had a really fun time.
Okay.
All of the delays and the stuff like that, he ended up getting to Houston a day later than he's supposed to. So we weren't able to go on a date the first night that we were supposed to. So we were going to go gay country line dancing because it does exist.
That's the white jumping out again. Ooh. Where does he fly in from?
It's a long story, but he lives in Alaska now. He moved there for a job.
Are you going to move there with him?
I'm not moving to Alaska. No, I'm not.
Get to the part where he dug you out.
Wow. Wow. We didn't get to go line dancing, though, but we did get to go hang out at the bar that we originally met at. And then went to dinner.
Where'd you go? Outback?
You know what? I'm done with this conversation.
No, let's move on to the next topic. I'm
excited. You did not go to Outback.
Bitch, you acting like you went to Nobu. Like, where y'all go?
Bitch, fuck you. We went to a Mexican restaurant.
Right. I'm correct.
I'm easy to please. I don't, you know. Mm-hmm. I like a, you know, it was a nice place. Yeah.
You're like, I'm simple. I don't need a lot. Pick me, jump out. But keep going.
This is why I'm not going into all this. We had a good time. Yeah. In the morning, drove me home. So that's nice. Live tweeted that.
Wow. We're celebrating the bare minimum.
Not that I was. Wow. We're not celebrating. Bitch, fuck you. Let's move on.
If me and B were together right now, we would be swinging.
Like swinging. You'd be ducking and I'd be. I said, the only time I miss Jay is when I swing and he ducks. That's the only time I miss this fucking motherfucker. Let's keep it pushing. New Year's Eve. Did you get your demons out on New Year's Eve? What were you?
I'm like, do I want to even say what I was?
I had a good time. New Year's. I went to a friend's little house party.
Okay.
And then we ended up, they were like, we're going to some warehouse thing. And I was like, I really just wanted to do a house party thing. But I went to the warehouse thing for 1 second. Got in there and I was like, there's so many fucking people here and a lot of Gen Zers and a lot of
A lot of TikTok dancing.
And so, you know what? I lasted about 30 minutes. I said, you know what? Y'all go in there. Y'all have a good time. I'll be right over here. Left. Did Irish accent and left. Yeah.
We're not built for that. No,
I know. I'm just like, look, I can't. No, don't get me wrong. I can turn up.
Yeah.
But not on New Year's Eve. It was too much. And you know, New Year's Eve is amateur night. It's a night for all the people that don't ever fucking go out, don't know how to party correctly.
Who can't get shit all year.
Exactly. And had shit years and are trying to make up for their shitty year all in one evening. I don't need all that because I had a good year. Yep. And I spread out my mess. I don't need to condense all my mess into one evening.
That energy is demonic. You can't.
It is. Yeah, it's very demonic. So I was home by 2. Wasn't doing all that with y'all. But y'all have fun.
I was quite late.
Okay, what did you do? Mm-hmm.
I did like a house party thing at my friend's in the hills and then got convinced to go to another house party, which was being thrown by some porn stars.
Oh, God.
The way I was ducking and dodging. Like,
I mentioned their names.
I didn't know what I was watching.
What porn stars?
I'm not saying nobody's name.
They don't give a fuck about porn stars. Don't listen to this podcast. Although I'm sex positive and they are welcome to.
No, I had so much fun. It was great.
Yeah.
I had so much fun. And it wasn't like it was like, yeah. I didn't go, you guys, for clarification, I was not at an orgy. Like, it was like a regular party.
Yeah, but please clarify that.
The energy in the air was real horny though. So I was just like, okay, I got to really prep myself. And there was one dude who was like, I was like, I can't. Uh-uh. But I also was like, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a lot.
I was looking at you like, maybe.
I mean, he just walked up to me at one point and picked me up off the ground. I was like, okay,
all right.
Fold it.
You're about to ball your ass up, take you home.
He was fine.
Oh my God.
We friends now. I mean, I could circle back. Okay. It's fine.
Spin the block. Okay.
I'm not gonna spin the block.
Okay. Woo. All right.
New year, new me.
Are we leaving crab legs behind?
They were never crabs on board with me.
One thing I take in every year, though, is scratch tickets. I do it every year. Like as a New Year's tradition. Yeah.
That's cute.
Lost the Mega Million, but $5.
No, we're leaving. I hope they leave crab legs behind. I mean, I don't think it's. I mean, I think we ate every crab in the sea. Like, I don't think there's any left. Y'all eating imitation crab right now.
At this point, yeah.
I mean, I want to leave that behind. I want to leave, like, the divine femininity grift. I need y'all to leave that alone. I need, like, all of the weird hood healers that are just light skin with light eyes. I need y'all to leave me alone.
I need y'all to leave, like, scammer women empowerment brunches where tickets are $300. Stop.
Please stop.
Y'all not getting empowered. Y'all wearing the same stretch leggings to every one of these things, and y'all not getting empowered. Y'all just giving your money away. Nothing's happening. Holden
stink. Just leave it alone.
Y'all need to leave these men alone. They don't have a pot to piss in, but somehow every 3 months they come around and ask you for a key for your apartment. Stop doing it. Because when he's not with you for the 3 months, he's with some other. Don't do it.
You know, and at, I mean, at this age, y'all so flexible. He probably would have dude. So, like, y'all really need to think about this. He probably knocking on my door. So, I need you to figure this out.
Would you fuck Coach Shaw?
Yes.
I might too.
Some about it hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some hit. It ain't like King Curtis, but it hits.
I'm calling it the second Jin Shaw gets indicted. Or she, I guess what? She did get indicted, right? The second she gets sentenced.
Okay.
He's going to pick up somebody else. He's already got something else lined up.
Oh, for sure.
Let me clarify. The second Jin Shaw gets sentenced on Friday, January 6th.
Oh, is she getting sentenced this week?
This week.
Oh, and then Tory Lanez is next week. And Tory Lanez is next week. I am Kamala.
I am so, lock them all up. Let's do it. Come on. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
And a badge, bitch. What you want?
Jin Shaw's about to get the book thrown at her.
I mean, she'll be in like Club Med though, because it's like, it's white collar. She'll be fine.
Yeah, but the ass is going to fall.
I mean, she needs to hit up Teresa and be like, give me some tips, sis, how I get the girlies to like rock with me.
I have a very interesting guest coming on this next coming week after you. I'll tell you offline. I don't want to say it until we get confirm the exact time, but it's really good. It's really good. We're going to get to the bottom of a lot of stuff. So you guys stay tuned for that.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
Okay.
Speaking of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
What?
This vacation is so ghetto.
The San Diego? Whodunit? Like, I'm like, what's going on?
This is, we're rollerblading and eating ice cream on a boardwalk.
Who punched you, Heather? Was it production? Like, it's weird. Like, the way she's rolling it out is creepy to me. It feels like glass onion. I'm like, what's going on?
But it's not even, like, necessarily, like, it's like the way production as a whole is rolling it out, too. Like, we need to get to the bottom of it because now it's getting weird. And I'm starting to think that, like, it's getting weird.
Mary did it. I did see Meredith on Twitter saying that she's actively trying to convince Mary to come back. So
I'm glad you saw that. I was going to bring it up. Our prayers are being answered in 2023.
I feel like because I love that her and Meredith are still friends, it makes so much sense, but none at the same time. It's like my favorite friendship.
Yeah. Kooky, obsessed. Can't wait. You know, Mary's coming back.
They need her.
She's the only person. This show, it doesn't work without her.
It don't hit.
It's so crazy that they thought it could.
Goofy. Yeah. Watching those scenes with Heather, I mean, with Mary undressing Heather, I was screaming. I was like, this woman is a natural comedian.
Women.
You're always being picked up by somebody.
She said you're always being driven home because you're always on something.
You're always somebody's always picking you up or something.
She said something about cartels or something. I was like, what is she? What are you talking about? Mary is something else. I can't.
She's really one of a kind, truly.
No, this vacation is just, it's really weird. And I feel like we've been here for 3 months and it's only been like, 3 days? It's a lot.
It's like the Miami vacation of Potomac. I'm like, you bitches need to go home.
Go home.
Go home.
Go home. You're not even doing fun stuff. We're just rollerblading and hitting each other in the face, apparently. Like, it's crazy. When they went to that, like, whatever that restaurant was that only serves charcuterie boards and they were dressed as Marilyn Monroe. What's going on? I don't get it. I don't get what's going on. Where did the budget go? Where did the budget go?
It's like, eat a charcuterie plate at this like that mess hall. Like, it's weird. They're really, those bitches are giving lowdown. It's like, it's not giving anything aspirational.
at all. No.
Meanwhile, Miami is literally giving you daytime soap. Like, it's give them an Emmy. Yes, like, it's riveted.
We're going to get there.
Crying.
Real quick, though.
What
is the most ghetto vacation, though?
Like, in general?
I think I know. No, of Housewives. I want to hear yours first. I know mine. I already know mine.
I don't remember all of them.
You know what? Bolo was pretty low down. And whenever they were just...
That was COVID, though, wasn't it?
I guess so, but they were just eating crab cakes. They were just eating crab cakes at some like weird Airbnb in South Carolina. I was like, why are we here?
I mean, that wasn't worse than when like the Potomac girls first went to like, where was they? Chesapeake Bay or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That was ghetto.
They went to the gay club and they were like, well, I don't even know why we're here, but we can't. And they had bunk beds. Stupid. That was
poor.
You know what? But that's not as bad as Destin, Florida. When Atlanta
went there.
Atlanta, remember? And like Nene held the talent show and then they were singing and doing all that. Remember?
Was that when Demetria was there?
No, it was when Shamia. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was ghetto.
Destin, Florida.
Trash, so obviously, it's disgusting.
Yeah. SLC, I don't know. I'm glad the season's wrapping up. I don't really have anything else for them. It's nothing else to, I don't know.
It's like, I don't have any notes because like, I don't care enough, but I have a lot of notes. So it's like Miami, no notes. Like,
no, it's 10 of 10. 10. First things first, did you see the Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer?
No.
You didn't? Wait, don't be. No, you're so fucking fake. I can't stand
it. Bitch, fuck you. I didn't
see it. You're so fucking fake. I cannot fucking stand it. You guys, because 1 week from now, he's going to be like, this shit is hype. This shit is hype. Dolores is turning up.
If Dolores turns up, I'm in.
He's so fucking.
That's all I care about. If Dolores turns up, I'm in.
The season is gonna hit and they have all these new girls and yeah, it looks lit.
I'm gonna watch it once we get off since you just gassed it.
We're also in Miami.
I mean, this is the perfect example. They literally went down the street to Key West Vacation Eats. Like, they're literally
they drove there and they're just like, yeah. And then half of them flew on a private jet. And then they're just like, or not on
the whole vacation.
It was an airplane?
Well, it was a private jet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't remember if it was like, yeah, it's like.
No, it was his insurance, the lawyer jet, but it's a jet.
Love him.
Oh, love. Like Nicole hit the jackpot.
She really did. What to say about this fucking show? Larsa is awake.
Harrying.
Okay. From jump, because you know she watched the entire last season and everything they were saying about her, she finally saw. And she's like, okay, fuck each and every one of you. And I'm calling every single one of you out. It's including my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Well, you know who else eats for me? That's like, and I'm Kiki is eating.
Oh, yeah.
Eating. Give Kiki a full, like, she needs swap Gertie. Her and Gertie. Swap her out for Gertie.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Get rid of Julia too. But like, we're good.
Julia's turning up a little bit too.
When she fought with Alexi, I was like, oh.
Yeah, okay. Oh, there you go. Okay, there we are.
But you still can't take her out. You can't beat her up, though.
You still need Adriana.
No, y'all still why can't beat me up, though. Alexi was eating. I love when Alexi gets spicy and start kind of, she be falling more into her bigot bag. I'm like, girl, you saying a lot of goofy shit. Like,
very much the Trump supporter jumped out. It's giving red state down. Oh, my God.
It's like what I love about her.
I'm obsessed with her, yeah.
I'm like, what is she saying?
Wow, that's really hateful.
It's very QAnon of her, and I just love that they let her spit. I just can't.
So,
the microaggressions are too much for me. The way she was like, Gertie, your face. Like, you just be switching up your face. I'm like, wow.
Wow, that's a crazy statement to make.
To us, like, the only you're just like targeted.
She's like, you all come from me because you know I'm a born star, and everyone's like, girl.
delusion, but not though. Like, it hits.
Well, here's the thing about Miami. Everybody wants to keep coming for Alexia because they all think she's the queen bee, but really the queen bee,
Larsa.
Yes, thank you. And nobody else understands that except you and I.
Because Larsa lets those bitches spin out and she's just sitting there like,
dizzy. And she's sitting there like this. And then she shows up to brunch looking amazing and then goes, oh, and I have more tea.
Oh, the way she came to that little brunch and was just like, Julia was making out with this man. I'm like, see?
Larsa somehow has all of this information about all of them and they don't know anything about what Larsa's doing, but they like to speculate. Meanwhile, she's living literally above the city, okay? Don't matter if she lives in an OnlyFans mansion or not. Don't matter. Still get
y'all
paid
can't
more than
afford
you
it.
Are. You couldn't afford it if you tried. Nice try, Lisa. Got kicked out of your mansion.
Stop, because I'm actually so heavily Team Lisa and I'm sad. Like, it actually bothers me.
Obviously, I'm Team Lisa. I love
it. It stresses me out because she's being embarrassed.
But I can't be fake and tell you that she's one of my favorites. Like,
she's not one of my favorites. She's a dummy.
Yes, thank you. She's a dummy for staying married to Lenny for as long as she did.
I just didn't realize she was that stupid until this started happening. I was like, yeah. Oh, she's really a
really
dummy.
Dumb. Yeah. Do you think they're sleeping? Do you think they're sleeping together? Girl, if you don't get the fuck off this speakerphone. God damn it.
Talking about, I also believe
literally on speakerphone.
Know. No, I feel like this when they were like, did she know? I was ignored. She did.
Yo, she was in the house. Let's go to the bonus because I want to talk more about this and I want to tell the people where to follow you on social. Tell them what's going on.
You can follow me on Instagram at mr.lawhorne on Insta.
Not doing any of that crypto talk on your fucking Twitter. I see. After Twitter, that fucking fell.
Girl, fuck you. I tried to wade in the waters. It was pissy, so I got
now
out.
It's a swamp.
So on Twitter, you can follow me at mr.lawhorne. It's real dry. I just retweet hot takes. I'm messy.
Love it.
I fight with the podcasters over there. It's cute.
Love it. You guys know where to find me, Pet Shop Boy, on Instagram, the_PetShopBoy on Twitter. And if you want to subscribe to the bonus episode, go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe. Next week on the regular episode, I have a really special guest you guys are going to really love. You guys know that I stan her. And I don't want to give anything away yet. You have to stay tuned. But we're going to get to the bottom of some things.
But I'm going to find out before y'all. So good luck.
Good luck, y'all. I love y'all. I'm glad that we're back after a quick break from the holidays. And I hope you guys have a great beginning of the new year. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.